Welcome to the University of Michigan Press podcast, featuring interviews with University of Michigan Press authors. Digital Rubbish, A Natural History of Electronics, describes the materiality of electronics from a unique perspective, examining the multiple forms of waste that electronics create as evidence of the resources, labor, and imaginaries that are bundled into these machines. By drawing on the material analysis developed by Walter Benjamin, this natural history method allows for an inquiry into electronics that focuses neither on technological progression nor on great inventors, but rather considers the ways in which electronic technologies fail and decay. Ranging across studies of media and technology, as well as environments, geography, and design, Jennifer Gabriz pulls together the far-reaching material and cultural processes that enable the making and breaking of these technologies. Jennifer Gabriz is Senior Lecturer in Design and Convener of the Masters in Design and Environment in the Department of Design, Goldsmiths, University of London. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
So what led you to write the book Digital Rubbish?
Well, my initial interest in the topic of electronic waste sprung from a curiosity around how to materialize and locate the complex infrastructures of information. So I was looking both at the kind of intersection of environment and communication technologies, and at the time I was doing some research on information cities and looking at the ways in which informational cities were used to basically recuperate derelict industrial districts. And then finding that information was something that was quite materially embedded and also required a number of resources and led to a lot of waste as a result. At the same time, there was a growing interest in media theory in the materiality of information. And this is something that I was drawn to through the work of Catherine Hales, who had written the book How We Become Post-Human. And she makes a kind of analysis there about the ways in which information is necessarily material. So while she brings that work into a space of textual analysis, looking, for instance, at the differences between the internet and printed matter, I was interested to kind of look at the more material geographies of information and also look at the sort of waste end of information, so looking at the dead matter, the technological fallout, and various forms of noise that were kind of characteristic of information. So this is where I sort of drew on Walter Benjamin's ideas of materiality, specifically his idea of natural history, to think about the fossils of technological development.
What is your own scholarly background and teaching in this subject area?
Digital Rubbish perhaps reflects my interdisciplinary background, which spans from communication studies to spatial practice. Much of my research in the area of communication studies has focused on type of critical media theory that engages with the materiality of communication, and that kind of takes up the notion that information wants to be free by returning to the multiple ways in which information is actually materially embedded, part of economic exchanges, but also politically charged. Materialities is actually a growing area of interest across many academic fields at the moment, and from vibrant matter to political matter and new materialisms, there are now many texts from political philosophy, geography, and social theory that take up the ways in which materiality has renewed relevance for understanding our social, environmental, economic, and political lives. So while I'm actually quite drawn to these exciting developments within material theory, and Digital Rubbish really builds on this growing area of research, my interest in the intersection of environment and communication technologies is also informed by my background in spatial practice. And here I'm thinking of earlier work that I've done on a Freshkills landfill competition around 2001, and thinking about these kind of enormous waste sites that accumulate through the sort of cultural activities of economic development. And there's actually a scene in Don DeLillo's Underworld where the anti-hero, the waste manager, is standing at Freshkills landfill, looking over at the New York skyline and thinking of how the hubris of such a major city such as New York actually generates so many remains. But these remains can actually be provocative sites from which to consider our material lives, how those lives are located and resourced, and also the new natures that emerge through these processes. And so just very quickly, I actually deal with these issues in the MA that I teach now at Goldsmiths, an MA in Design and Environment, where we're taking up quite frequently these issues around materiality, consumption, and obsolescence, and looking at those across theoretical and practical spaces, including doing things such as hacking electronics and reconfiguring them with physical computing to think about how to repurpose these obsolete devices.
So how does the book address or fit into the current situation with the buildup and export of electronic waste?
Although Digital Rubbish is not primarily a book about environmental policy and instead really looks at the materialities of electronics, it does engage with current attempts by both governments and non-governmental organizations to document and remedy the buildup and export of electronic waste. So working from a material and historical perspective, what I'm really trying to do is to attempt to understand the rise of electronics within a burgeoning consumer economy and to situate questions about alternative approaches to electronics within these material and political ecologies and economies. So a critical part of what I hope to do in this approach is to understand our technological relationships and narratives not from the usual idealized notions of progress or liberated users or any of the usual kind of tales that are told about digital media or new technologies, but rather from the remainders of these technological aspirations.
You know, the EU recently instituted new electronic waste guidelines. Do you anticipate a similar set of rules in the U.S.? And if not, why not?
The EU has implemented and modified, updated, and amended electronic waste guidelines that actually date to 2002. But these guidelines or directives promote the collection and recycling of electronics while also restricting the use of certain hazardous substances, although they've had quite a lot of difficulty in implementing and enforcing these directives. So despite the implementation, electronic waste still continues to flow to landfills in developing countries. So quite recently, the EU has updated the legislation to require mandatory recycling and recovery targets, which are actually based on the rates of consumption in individual countries. Within the U.S., the EPA has recently identified electronic waste as one of the six major global environmental issues of international priority, together with combating climate change and improving air and water quality. So while the EPA has highlighted this as an area of key concern, by signaling that it's a kind of international collaboration, it suggests that perhaps such things as design guidelines for universal product standards and so on might be some of the ways in which they're seeking to address this issue. So while federal-level legislation within the U.S. is not necessarily impossible, often economic issues tend to, in a sense, seem to be at odds with environmental directives, which is why you may be seeing a lot of legislation taking place at the state level and more local level kind of guidelines for how to deal with waste. Of course, also as the EU guidelines have demonstrated, it's not just a matter of legislation in terms of how you deal with such waste issues, because there's issues related to infrastructure, waste handling, enforcement strategies, incentives, and a whole host of other things to try to actually change the tide in terms of how this waste is produced and handled. But of course, on a more wide-ranging level, additional questions emerge as to what other material economies and ecologies might be possible beyond consumer-based economies of increasing consumption and obsolescence. And of course, on a creative and local level, while salvaging and reuse and recycling of electronics are popular topics within design and computation, questions emerge as to how computers might actually be upcycled to anything more durable or lasting, especially given the volumes of hazardous waste to be handled and the complex networks that electronics often need to connect into to be usable.
So do you think the flow of waste from innovation and replacement cycles in electronics will, increase, decrease, remain the same, and why?
So electronic waste flows are actually set to increase rather dramatically, not just due to the declining costs of electronics and increasing consumer sales in burgeoning economies like China and India, but also because more and more stuff continues to be made electronic and more items emerge that are must-have items such as e-readers, Kindles, iPhones, and iPads. Of course, the whole social media revolution is clearly giving rise to a whole range of mobile internet devices and platforms. But these increases in electronics are not just exclusive to consumer devices, but also include the expansion of computing to environments, where now we have pervasive computing, smart grids, smart infrastructure, and sensor-monitored environments. And the city itself is increasingly becoming a platform for smart computing, where urban infrastructures may be merged with digital processes to acquire new efficiencies. And this is something that I've recently spoken about at a platform politics conference in Cambridge. And in fact, in my next book that's currently underway, I'm examining citizen sensing projects and the diverse ways in which electronic sensors and social media are increasingly used to study, monitor, and report on environmental issues. So I'm quite interested in this connection between information and environmental political action and the way in which new environmental subjects emerge through the use of digital media. But of course, on the other hand, I will inevitably consider the extent to which these pervasive modes of computing will generate new environmental issues of their own, whether through more devices, infrastructures, and information that altogether contribute to the use of and disposal of even more electronics.
Well, this is incredibly fascinating, Jennifer. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today. We have been speaking with Jennifer Gabriz, author of Digital Rubbish, A Natural History of Electronics. To learn more about our books, visit us on the web at press.umich.edu. This podcast has been brought to you by the University of Michigan Press, all rights reserved.